From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Hi, and welcome to So You Think You Can Dance, the podcast on newsok.com. I'm Yvette Walker, and as ever, with us here in the studio is Lisa Potts. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Well, I'm somewhat sad because, of course, yesterday the King of Pop died. I must say I'm glad it wasn't today because today's my birthday and that'd be a really sorry memory for me.
That would be a bad memory.
But still, we're a little sad today. And, you know, as it happens, so were the people on So You Think You Can Dance last night.
It was great that the show was live last night so that they were able to actually say something about Michael Jackson and give some kind of a, you know, at least a verbal tribute right now to him.
Absolutely. And Nigel did an excellent job actually talking about three recent celebrities who have died recently.
Yes.
Ed McMahon, Farrah Fawcett, and Michael Jackson. And all three tributes that he gave I thought were very, very sincere and succinct.
It was touching. He did a good job.
It was. So, but as I say, the show must go on. And after that, they went into what I thought was a fine results show. And we also had a really good performance show. But let's talk about who was eliminated this week. And I think we both expected it.
Oh, yes. As soon as they were put into the bottom three, it's like, okay, those are the two. The ones going home.
And I think we also both were pretty, you know, sure that the people who made it into the bottom three were the ones who probably needed to be there.
Yes. Okay. And, of course, it was Asuka and Jonathan that were sent home. And then the bottom three couples were Asuka and Vitolio, Carla and Jonathan, and then Caitlin and Jason.
Mm-hmm.
But Asuka and Jonathan were definitely the right ones to go home. They're the ones that have been struggling pretty much every week.
The competition is really, really tough. And, mm-hmm. you know, even though I didn't dislike Caitlin and Jason's performance so much, the competition is just too stiff. I mean, they had to be in the bottom three.
Yeah.
And we all know, and I like to focus on the talent, but we all know it's all about America calling in. Really, so far, I think America's has been pretty spot on as far as who mm-hmm. should be in the bottom three and that type of thing.
Absolutely, yeah. Especially this week. Those bottom three couples were definitely the bottom three performances, at least in my mind. So,
well, let's quickly talk about why we think those two people did go home. And we'll start with Asuka. As I mentioned on the blog last night, I just think that she never connected with the audience. She's a beautiful mm-hmm. girl, you know, lovely and lithe. When she went home and they always kind of do the playback of, you know, here's your life type thing.
Mm-hmm.
When we saw her at judging, they clearly really liked her. They were entranced by her. But
I loved her audition, but we haven't seen the same Asuka since then.
That's right.
Uh-uh. Yeah, there has been no personality there, really.
And it's almost like she's second-guessing herself. She's
maybe she's missing
insecure.
That confidence.
Yeah.
Could be.
And then Vitolio, certainly. I mean, they've talked a lot about them as a couple and how he's been there for her and he's mm-hmm. strong for her and all that. I don't know what she just broke down. I don't know what happened to her.
Maybe she's just that emotional type when she can't pick up something because she's so used to being really good at it and picking up the steps pretty quickly.
Yeah,
and
could be.
She's been struggling since she got on the show, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Jonathan.
He's not ready.
No.
And I don't even know why he was there.
I think probably the judges themselves were wondering why he made the top 20.
Yeah.
He was cute. He looks good on TV.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
Right.
I mean, even when he's dancing his own Latin style, it's pretty poor.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty poor.
So, again, not unexpected. I think that in the coming weeks, there'll be a few, maybe two more couples that I think are really weaker, and you will see them go in some iteration. But then when we get a couple of weeks down the road, I think it's going to be tough. We are seeing couples now that are consistent every week.
Mm-hmm.
And again, after we get through it, I think a couple more weeks, it's going to be really hard for the judges to make a decision.
It will be really hard. Well, and of course, we've only got, two more weeks before it's the top 10. And then America is voting for their favorite dancer individually, and America determines who goes home.
That's
no
true.
Longer the judges.
Mm-hmm.
So once they get split up in top 10, then we'll see who America's favorites really are.
Cutthroat!
But should we get started?
Yeah. You know, we again, as I said, we are seeing couples that are consistent, and let's take a few minutes to talk about them now.
Oh, okay. I say the top three consistent ones are Jeanette and Brandon, mm-hmm. Melissa and Ade, mm-hmm. and Randy and Evan.
I totally agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are the three that are consistent every week. They have great technique. They're a wonderful partnership. Just a great couple all around. And so I don't see those three couples falling into the bottom three.
I don't. They are able to take the choreography that's given them and elevate it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, do what the choreographer really wants them to do. And when the judges see that, it just, you know, first of all, America sees that. Then when the judges see that, too, I think that they're going to keep that in their minds, you know, for, as they say, a couple more weeks. If by some, you know, happenstance, one of those makes the bottom three, which I don't think will happen. But, yeah, they're really, really good.
Yeah, they are.
And as I said, I called it from day one. I think a day will be, if not the America's Favorite Dancer, I think he will be definitely in the top three.
I think Ade is a beautiful, technical, emotional dancer. My concern about him is his connection with the audience. I'm really not sure that he's had that opportunity to really connect and for the audience to latch on to him. I feel like there's still enough other great dancers out there that he's not standing out to enough people yet.
But the judges,
to become the favorite.
But the judges love him.
Yeah.
They love him more than Brandon. They have said, I mean, they haven't said, I love you more than Brandon, but they have said, Ade, you're the one. Lil C said, you're the one to contend with.
Right.
So, if nothing else, the judges are pumping them up. And I think that does affect how America sees them.
It does affect
the judges are down
voting,
on you,
yeah.
Then, you know.
Yeah.
Except maybe Philip. People love Philip. And he, you know, he's in the middle range now. But people love him. And they've been voting for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And with Brandon, sometimes we see emotion from him and sometimes we don't. But he's got that historical aspect from the auditions and the viewers remember him. So I just think Ade really needs to keep his game up. He needs to continue being consistent. Mm-hmm. Because, I don't know, once he's on his own in the top 10,
yeah,
we'll see where the votes go.
We'll see. And Melissa's no slouch either.
No, she's definitely not.
No, let's
she's
talk about that
wonderful.
Naked dress last night.
What dress?
Yeah, what?
There wasn't much.
Exactly. I mean, but she's got the body to carry that dress off. Truly, you know, dear listeners, if you did not see this episode, go find it on YouTube. She's got a dress that's one shoulder, but fully half her body in different areas are being exposed.
Her whole torso is exposed.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, she carries it off. She's got a beautiful
dancer's
body.
And they love using those dresses for the rumba. It seems like every year there's one of those dresses when they do the rumba.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, she has a gorgeous body. The Pilates has definitely worked for her.
Okay, well, speaking of body parts, you want to move on to Randy and Evan?
And what? Talk about her butt. Oh, that was a cute number.
Oh, and it was a Mia Michaels number. And I love Mia. As cranky as she can be, I love Mia. She's a genius. This, I don't even know how to describe this dance.
I love the mixture of the, which Mia's routines often are this way, but there's the looseness of certain choreography and moves, and then there's the strong technique in other areas. She does a great job of mixing the two and creating an interesting storyline, even when there is no storyline.
Right.
I don't know. She did a really great job with it, and I thought that they stepped up to the plate
and
brought it. I mean,
if they had been hesitant at all about doing that dance, if Randy had been any least bit shy...
Mm-hmm. Evan, can you imagine Ade or, I don't know, Philip possibly pulling off that kupono? Could they have pulled off that character the way that Evan did?
No.
I thought his Broadway experience really helped him there.
Absolutely. And it's funny because when they were first rehearsing it, before I heard the music and before I saw the costuming and the staging, I had no idea that it was going to be kind of this French Riviera type. I mean, and we don't know that that's what it was, but that's what it evoked in me, kind of like this French feeling of... you know, just these two people hanging out in the south of France somewhere. That's what it felt like to me.
Yeah.
I have no idea if that's what it was supposed to be. Certainly the music had a French feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't tell what it was going to be when they were rehearsing it.
Right.
I just knew that he was going to have to grab her butt a lot. That's all I knew. But when I saw this, it was just perfect. It was genius. It was great. And he did have to touch her behind quite a bit.
Yes, he did.
Yes. And we all know that she's married and he's been a little concerned about that. But, you know, but, and there is a but. And it's Randy's butt.
Oh, no, you went there.
I did. Well, Nigel went there, so I went there. But they clearly have gotten over any kind of shyness.
Mm-hmm.
And they really needed to do that for this number.
Yes, they really
did. This was, as much as I love a day, this was probably my favorite number.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
I really loved it. But then Melissa Nade and Jeanette and Brandon with their hip hop number mm-hmm. by Dave Scott, those two really seemed to jump out at me a little bit more. Although Evan and Randy are still probably my favorite couple,
mm-hmm.
I really love that hip hop number that they
good.
Did with mm-hmm. the mixture of the hip hop and the rock, mm-hmm. the rock and roll with Jeanette and Brandon. And oh my gosh, I had no idea Brandon was so good at hip hop.
No, because we haven't seen that.
He was kicking it.
He was
awesome.
He was.
And Jeanette.
The whole locking and popping.
Yes.
He was very good.
Oh, wow.
And with Tony Basil as a judge last night. And she kept a straight face during the judging. And in fact, I thought that she was going to say something really negative. But then when she came out with it, she actually liked it.
Uh-huh.
So she does not give away her emotions on her face, that's for sure. But with her sitting there with the straight face, stone face, looking at you,
mm-hmm.
I know that must be so intimidating, but he did a great job.
I would have been more intimidated possibly by Lil C.
Well, yeah, that's true.
But Jeanette also, with her attitude and the sexiness, oh my gosh, she was amazing.
She's great. Every week, you know, she just brings it. You know, I love the disco number, but I think it was Jeanette that sold the disco number.
Absolutely.
She is so expressive mm-hmm. in her face. She's a
yes.
great actor.
Mm-hmm.
She's a great dancer / actor, and you have to be for some of the dances that they give you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's really got the personality to carry off these routines.
Definitely.
So she's keeping Brandon in it. I know that Brandon has his fan base, but she's definitely keeping them in with the rest of the viewership.
Yeah.
I mean, she has really stepped up to the plate and matched him. She's done so much better than I would have ever expected.
Mm-hmm.
I never expected this out of her. So.
And like you said, when they
very
start
impressive.
Kind of bringing it down to the individual judging,
mm-hmm.
We'll see.
I think she can hold her own. She might mm-hmm. be one of the better ballroom dancers that have ever been on there.
Yeah. And so versatile.
Yes. Yes.
Now the one person that we should probably talk about, not that they're in one of the best couples, but that's Kayla.
Mm-hmm.
She's dancing with Capone now.
Kayla and
Capone. They were not in the bottom three, which is fine. But Kayla, everyone loves Kayla. Everyone loves Kayla.
Bow down and worship Kayla.
Now, at some point, Capone's probably going to get voted off. So then she's uh-huh. going to be dancing with someone else. But she's mm-hmm. very strong. And I don't know, is there a danger of people, you know, because she's gonna move from dancer to dancer for a little bit, because you know mm-hmm. she's not going to get voted off unless something really, you know, incredible happens. So she's going to be mixing up quite a bit. Will that hurt her? Will they always just see Kayla, or will they say, oh, it's this couple that's just gotten together? You know, will that hurt her?
Hmm.
And I don't
good
know.
Question. Yeah. I don't know. She is pretty strong on her own. She's probably what carried them through this week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Capone had that much to do with it. But she is an amazing dancer. I worry a little bit about the judges loving her so incredibly much that there may be a little bit of backlash from the viewership.
Could be.
Because I've seen on the message board some people saying, I am so sick of hearing about Kayla. So... and she's a beautiful girl. Oh, she was a model in these dance magazines.
Yes.
And... So that's pretty impressive, but I think she'll do fine. I think it probably is a little bit of a disadvantage not having the same partner every week, so mm-hmm. it's like she's starting over
every week. Right.
But she'll make it through.
Well, I think we've got some great dancing still to come. There was a brief mention, getting back to Michael Jackson, there was a brief mention last night at the end of the show from Kat that they will replay the American Idol Top 13 Michael Jackson Tribute Week on Monday. And you and I, before the show, were talking about whether we would see something next week, perhaps from Wade Robson.
Please.
As a tribute to Michael Jackson. You want to talk just a little bit about that before we sign off?
Sure. I mean, the little bit that I know is that when Wade was a little kid, he was... he got to know Michael Jackson and spent time with him, and
Wade is one of our, I think, our top choreographers. I think there's Mia.
He's amazing.
There's Mia, and there's Wade, and there's...
The others sort of have off weeks.
Yeah, it's probably those two are the top ones.
Yeah, they're pretty consistent. But Wade grew up, from the time of being a little kid, he grew up admiring Michael Jackson and even was in one or two of his videos and was even one of Michael Jackson's boys that, you know, spent the night in MJ's bed. So, but, you know, Wade claims that nothing ever happened with that.
Mm-hmm.
But still, they had a really close friendship at one time. And right. I'm sure that Wade really admires him and probably would love to do some kind of a tribute. So I hope that he gets the opportunity. So.
Well, we'll see. I guess the question is there enough time to do it since it's next Wednesday? But we shall see. Well, I think the show is just getting better every week. I think it's going to continue to be really strong because as the weaker dancers drop off, mm-hmm. we're going to see just some great dancing. So.
Yeah. And I think we still have some great dancers in this competition, some great ones.
I think so, too. So come back with us next Friday for more chatting about So You Think You Can Dance. And we'll see you next week. Thank you so much for being here, Lisa.
Thank you.
We'll see you later.